Beis Daf is Arachin Daf Chav Vav. We left off on Daf Chav Heyam Beis, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Heyam Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank Dr. Landerer, of course, again very much for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Heyam Beis is going to talk about the halacha of a stei achuza that someone was makdish, and it was, and they were not goel the stei achuza prior to Yovel. So we know it goes to the Kohanim. Rabbi Lazar is going to have such an interesting shita that lo nichnasin velo nosnin. We'll have to see exactly what Rabbi Lazar means. The Gemara is going to elaborate a great deal on the shita of Rabbi Lazar, and then the Gemara is going to raise a suffix about Rabbi Lazar's shita, and we're going to try to be poshit the suffix. We'll have to see what all that is about by Ezra Sashem. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about a person who originally had a field as a stei mikne. He had purchased the field, but then at some point the field had turned into a stei achuza. How do we treat the halachos of that field? Do we treat it as a stei mikna or as a stei achuza? And Be'ezras Hashem, that discussion should bring us until the end of the perek. So let's begin at the Mishnah. Higia Yovel v'lo niglav. Yovel came and he was not goel the field, not the Bailim, not anybody else. No one was goel the field. Hakohanim nichnasin l'tocha v'nosin estemel. The Kohanim of the Mishmar that are in charge when Yovel begins can enter into the field, and they could be Zocha in that field forever. And since no one else was goal that field, and no money was given to Hagdish, Nosnes Temeha, the Kohanim have to give the value of the field to Hagdish based on the value of the Pidyon that the Torah says of Zeruch HaMasor B'chamishim Shekel Kesef. Tivir Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nichnasin V'lo Nosnin. The Kohanim enter the field, there's Zocha in that field, they don't have to give any money to Hagdish, they just get it. Rabbi Lazar Omer, lo nichnasin v'lo nosnin. When Yovel comes, the Kohanim do not go into that field and they don't give any money. El nikreis sdei retushin. Rather, it is called an abandoned field. And that's it. Ad Yovel Hasheni, until the next Yovel. Higia Yovel Hasheni v'lo nigalev. The next Yovel comes and still it hasn't been redeemed. Nikreis retushe retushin. It's considered abandoned on top of abandoned. Ad Yovel Hashlishi, until the third Yovel. L'olamein Kohanim nichnasin l'tocha. But Kohanim cannot get it until someone else other than the Bailim is goel the field, and then at the Yovel that follows that, that's when the Kohanim get it. So again, with the normal halacha is that if the guy himself is goel the stei achuza, so good, so he gets it back. If someone else is goel the stei achuza, they get it until Yovel, and then the Kohanim get it. But our Mishnah is talking about where no one was goel the stei achuza, so we have three shitos. Shitos Rabbi Yehuda is the Kohanim have to be goel it, they have to at Yovel pay for it and then they get to keep it. Rabbi Shimon Shita is they don't have to pay for it, they just get to keep it. And then Rabbi Eliezer Shita is no, they don't get it at all until someone is Goel. And Yovel after Yovel can pass with nothing happening, with it just being considered an abandoned field until someone tries to be Goel it and keep it till Yovel, at which point the Kohanim would then take it. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what is the basis of Rabbi Yehuda Shita that if no one was goel that the Kohanim could go in and they have to pay Hekdish the money? So Gomer Kodesh Kodesh mi Makdish Bayis. Rabbi Yehuda learns the Gzeres Shavah of Kodesh Kodesh that it says by someone who's Makdish his house. Pasuk says V'ish ki Yakdish Espeis O Kodesh LaHashem Vericho Koin Bein Tom Bein Ra Kasher Yarchus HaKoin Kein Yakum. And it says by a person who's Makdish Te'achuza Vayasla B'tzeisa B'yovel Kodesh LaHashem K'se'acherim LaKoin Te'achuza. So we darshin Mala Halon B'damim, just like when a person is Makdish Beso, the bias is not, doesn't go out of Rosh Hashanah Hagdish unless someone pays for it. Afkan Bedam. So too by Estei Achuza, the only way it's going to leave Rosh Hashanah Hagdish and go to the Kohanim is if someone pays for it. So if no one ever paid for it, the Kohanim are going to have to be the ones that actually pay for it. Tosas raises the question, how do I know that that din is only by Kohanim? Maybe it could be Poda, someone else could be Poda, a field that was not Nigal by Yovel. Why doesn't it say that the Levim, Yisraelim, are able to be poda it? And so that's the kasha that Tosfos raises. So Tosfos suggests from the lashon of the pasuk it sounds that way because the Torah says v'im lo yigales hasada, meaning that the bailim were not goel it, and no one else was Golalit, but it remained in the hands of the Gizbar. And V'imachar Sasadali Yishachar means the Gizbar sold it to someone else. In those situations, that's where Lo Yigoel owed. The Bailum doesn't have the Rishus to be Goel the field. Rather, V'yasad K'seso B'yovel, Kodesh Hashem K'steachem L'Kohen Tiyachuz Asav. In those situations, the field gets given to Kohanim, not to Yisraelim or to Levim. So you see in the Pasuk that even if the field remains in the Gizbar's possession, it gets given to the Kohanim at Yovel. It just doesn't say whether the Kohanim have to pay or not. And that's the only part Rabbi Yehuda was ever Mesupik about. So that's the only element that Rabbi Yehuda felt he needed to bring a Gzereshav about. So again, Rabbi Yehuda thought it was Mefurish in the Pesukim that Kohanim are going to get it. What he was not sure about was whether Kohanim had to pay for it, and that's where his Gzereshav came in handy, that Kohanim in fact have to pay for it. V'Rabbi Shimon, and what about Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that the Kohanim get to take it without having to pay for it? Gamar Kodesh Kodesh, Mikivsei Atzeres. He learns the Gzereshav of Kodesh Kodesh, but from Kivsei Atzeres. Mala Halan B'chinam, just like the Shnei Kvasim that are given to the Kohanim without paying any money for it. So Afkan Ba'isteachuz as well, it's B'chinam, it's for free. V'Rabbi Yehuda Nami Nelev Mikivsei Atzeres. Why does Rabbi Yehuda learn from Kivsei Atzeres? Because Donin Kodshe Bedek Habayis, Mikodshe Bedek Habayis. We know that there is this Gezer Shav of Kodesh Kodesh, and the question is how to apply this Gezer Shav of Kodesh Kodesh. So he'd rather learn that which is Kodshe Bedek Habayis from that which is Kodshe Bedek Habayis. Ve'in Donin Kodshe Bedek Habayis, Mikodshe Mizbeach. The Kivsei Atzeres are Kodshe Mizbeach. So he does not learn, he does not want to learn Kodshe Bedek Habayis from that which is only Kodshe Mizbeach. Obviously, a field is going to be only Kodshe Bedek Habayis. Rabbi Shimon Ami Nelif mi Makdish Bayis. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon learn from the case of Makdish Bayis instead of Kivsei Atzeres? After all, it's all Kodshe Bedek Habayis. So it says, Mar Donin Dover She Matana LeKohanim Mi Dover She Matana LeKohanim Vein Donin Dover She Matana LeKohanim Mi Dover Sheinu Matana LeKohanim. He'd rather learn that which is a Matana to Kohanim from that which is a Matana to Kohanim and not from something that's not a Matana to Kohanim. So since the Kivsei Atzeres and the Steachuza are both Matana LeKohanim, it makes sense that that's, they should be linked with each other rather than to link with the Makdish Bayis, which is not a Matana LeKohanim. So Rabbi Lazar Omer, Lo Nechnasin V'lo Nosin. Now we're going to spend the bulk of our time on Shitas Rabbi Lazar, where Rabbi Lazar holds that if no one was ever goal this field, the Kohanim do not get it. The Kohanim don't go into that field. They're going to have to wait until someone is goal the field, and then once someone is goal the field, whichever Yovel comes after that is when the Kohanim get it. So Amar Rabbi, my time de Rabbi Eliezer. What's the basis for Rabbi Lazar's Shita that Kohanim do not get that field until the field is nigal by somebody else? So Tosfos bothered what the Gemara's kash is, why the Gemara's difficulty with Rabbi Lazar. The pashtus of the pasuk really sounds like Rabbi Lazar, because the pasuk says vim lo yigal es hasada vim machar es hasada vim lo yigal es hasada vim machar sadul ishacher lo yigal od vayasada b'tseisu biyovel. Sounds like if the bailum were not goel, the Gizbar sold it to someone else, then the field goes to Kohanim. But if it was not sold to someone else, it stays in the Gizbar and does not go to Kohanim. So it sounds really, the Pash Pshat in the Pasuk is that until someone is Goalit, it stays exactly where it is. So Tosfos suggests, based on what we said earlier, that the Pasuk is talking about two different circumstances. Either the Bailum was not Goal of the field, and someone else is not Goal of the field, it remains in the Gizbar's hands, or second circumstance where it was nigal al yidei acher. In those two circumstances, it goes to the Kohanim at Yovel. So the Gemara wants to know, why does Rabbi Lazar hold that if it's not nigal al yidei acher, it doesn't go to Kohanim at Yovel? So anyway, so my time in Rabbi Lazar, so says Gemara, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, v'im lo yigal es hasade, lo yigo el od, v'im machar es hasade, v'ya hasade b'tseiso b'yovel. So we learn from here that if the Sada was not nigal, it does not go out to Kohanim at Yovel. Only if the Gizbar sold the field to someone else does it go out to Kohanim at Yovel. Amra Baisakina Harifa Mafsik Akrai. Do you have like some sort of sharp knife that can be Mafsik Psukim, that can cut Psukim in half, and you could take the words V'imachar as Hasada and remove them from where they are located in the Pasuk and darshan them on the following Pasuk that says Vaya Asada B'Tseisu B'Yovel Kodesh L'Hashem? It doesn't say that in the Psukim. It says Vaya Asada B'Tseisu
says of Yovel called the Shlashem, sounds like when Yovel comes, the field goes to Kohanim, whether it was Nigal or whether it was not Nigal. Ella Amar Abayi, Taimi de Rabbi Lazar, another real basis for Rabbi Lazar Shita, our second attempt to explain Rabbi Lazar, is Kiditanya. It's like it says in the following Braisa. The Pasuk says, Vim lo yigal sasad v'mach sasad l'shacher lo yigal od. From the fact that it says, lo yigal, yachal lo tehe nigalas. I might think that after it's sold to somebody else, the Bailam can never be goalit, even shatei l'fan of kistei mikne, even to make it a stei mikne, that he can just use it where it won't be a Yerusha, it won't be considered a stay achuza, that he just gets to keep it at least until Yovel. And we'll say that someone who's makdish his field is not able to be kona it at all from Hegdish, even for just a short period of time until Yovel. So that's why Talmud Omer, that's why the Pasuk says, Ode, the Kamos Shahisa in a Nigalis, Aval Nigalis Telefan of Kste Mikna. Now, it can't be the way what it was, but it can become like a Ste Mikna for him. That far it can become. It just can't go back to becoming a Ste Achuza for him once someone else was already Goelit. So, what year of Yovel is this drasha talking about? Emas. When? During what time are we assuming that the Bailam is not able to be goel the field even to make it a stay mikna? Where we're meaning that we have this hava amina, that the Bailam, once someone else is goel, it can't even purchase the field as a stay mikna. When is that exactly that we have such a hava amina? Ilema b'yovel rishon, if we're talking about during the first Yovel period, before the very first Yovel arrives, after he's makdashit, amay enin again. Why can't he be goelit? Even a steachuza, he could be goel a steachuza that could belong to him because the yovel hasn't yet passed. Meaning, he could even be goelit to go back to become a steachuza because as long as the yovel hasn't passed and he buys it, he's goelit. It's not going to go to Kohan. It will be his. El pshita b'yovel sheni. It must be that we're talking about a second yovel. That after the first yovel, where the field is no longer going to be able to go back to him as a stay achuza, the Torah is mechadesh that at least he could buy it as a stay mikna. Uleman, which Tana is this price assuming like? If we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, according to them, as soon as the Yovel comes, the Kohanim Nafka, it already belongs to the Kohanim. So there's no further opportunity for him to buy it after that first Yovel. Elolav Rabbi Eliezer. It must be that we're assuming like Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that there is a further opportunity after that first Yovel. If no one was ever goaled, if no one was ever goaled that field, then you still have the opportunity to buy it back. So it must be that from the fact that the Torah has to tell me this din that only works for Yovel Sheni, it must be that's the basis for Blazer Shita, that sometimes there is an opportunity for a Yovel Sheni. That's the Chiddush. So says the Gemara, V'tizbra, do you think that you could explain the Brice in that way, like that it's going like Shitas Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Hai Ode my Darshi Bay? Then what do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon do with the word Ode in the Pasuk? Meaning this Brice we explain very well according to Rabbi Eliezer, that after the first Yovel has already passed and no one has been goelit, so you might think that the fellow who originally owned it lost his opportunity to have any Shaychus to the field and he cannot even buy it as a stay mikna, and that's why the word ode tells me, no, it just can't be what it was to him. It can't be a stay achuza for him, but it can be a stay mikna for him. And what do the other Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, do with the word ode? So, Ella Hacha B'mayaskinan, we're talking about Pesada Sheyatza L'Kohanim V'Kedisha Kohen V'Asu Bailam L'Mifrika. We're talking about a case where Sada, the field went to Kohanim at Yovel, the Kohen who was Zoche in that field was then Makdashit, and then Bailam come, the original Bailam come, and they want to be pod to that field that the Kohen was now Makdish. Salka Daita Chamina Lo Tifrok. I might think that the original Bailam cannot be pod to that field, even Shatei Lefan of Kistei Mikna, even just to make it like a Stei Mikna, where he'll get to keep it until Yovel, because he already had his chance with that field a long time ago, and he lost it. So Tamalomar, Ode. That's why Pasuk says, Ode, the Kamosha Haisa in the Negelas, It can't be what it once was, but it can be a stay mikna for him. It once was a stay achuza for him, but it can never be a stay mikna for him. And says the Gemara, this has to be what the Braisa means. Vatanya, the Braisa tells us that the Pasuk says about Makdish stay mikna, where someone else is goelit, Bishnas HaYovel, Yashav Hasad Lasher Kanahu Meito, that in Yovel, the field goes back to the guy you bought it from. So Yachal Yachzor LeGizbar. I might have thought that it goes back to the Gizbar Shalachom Imenu, that the guy bought it from the field from him after the Bailum was Makdashit. Tamalomar Lasher Lo Achuza Sa'aretz, that the field goes back to the original Bailum who sold it to Lokeach, who was then Makdashit, that the original Bailum who really Yarshined it from his forefathers, and it's a stay Achuza. So the Brisa says, Yomar, the Pasuk says, Lasher Lo Achuza Sa'aretz, and we know that it goes back to the original Bailum. Matamaloma Lasher Kano Meito. So what does the Pasuk mean when it says, the guy that you bought it from, Sada Sheyatzos Lekohanim Umachara Kohen V'Yikdisha Lokeach. That's talking about a field that went to Kohanim at Yovel, the Kohen then sold it, and then the Lokeach, the guy who bought it from the Kohen, was Makdashit, Uga'ala Acher, and someone else was Goelit from Hegdish. Yochel Tachzol Bailam HaRishonim. I might think that in the following Yovel, it goes back to the original Bailam, because the Pasuk says that a Stei Mikna goes La'asher Lo'ach and the first Bailam are the ones that really yarshened it. Tamalomar Lasher Kanohu. That's why it says Lasher Kanohu Meito, to tell me that since the Lokeach did not buy it from the original Bailam, it left his Rishos Al Yidei Hegdish, and then the Kohen sold it, so it doesn't go back at Yovel to the original Bailam, it goes back to the Kohen who sold it to the Lokeach. And that's like what it said in the previous Brisa, that if the original Bailam was Makdish the field, and he was not Goelit before Yovel, and the Kohen got it at Yovel, whatever happens after that, the original Bailam will never be able to have it as a stay achuza again. But he can be pod it, at least to make it a stay mikna. He just cannot ever have it as a stay achuza again. So now, since we've said these two brisos, that after Yovel, the karka never goes back to the original Bailam, so the Gemara explains why I need two psukim to tell me the same thing. So v'yisrich l'michtav lo yigael Ode, really. The Pasuk has to tell me the Lo Yigael Ode, like the first Brisa said, where we learn that it will never be a stay achuza for him again. V'yisrich l'michtav l'asher kanahu. And the second Brisa's Pasuk of l'asher kanahu is also needed to tell me that a person is makdish stay achuza and is not goelit until Yovel, and then someone else is goelit, and it goes to the Kohen at Yovel, and then the Kohen sells it, and the Lokeach is makdish it, and another person is goelit, that it doesn't go back in the following Yovel to the original Bailim. So why do I need both of these psukim? Because Rachman Lo Yigael, if it just would have said Lo Yigael Ode Deloka Hadroklal, I would say that the Sada is not chozer at all to anybody, even not to the Kohen that was Makdashit, because since when the Kohen was Zoche in it, it becomes like a Steachuza for him, and since he was Makdashit, he can't be Goelim until Yovel. So it's divided at Yovel to all the Kohanim, and since it's not chozer at all, even to the Bailam Arishonim, he's not Zoche in it. Aval Hacha, but over here, in the case of the second Brisa, that the Kohen was Zoche in it after Yovel, it was sold it to somebody else, and then the Lokeach was Makdashit, and someone else's goal of the field that has a din of a Stei Mikna to Kahadra, that it goes back at Yovel to the original Bailim, to the Bailim to Hadal Marakama. So I would have thought that it goes back to the original Bailim, because it's anyway going back to the Bailim. So Kas Rachmana Lashar Kanahu. That's why the Pasuk has to say, no, not to the original Bailim, but Lashar Kanahu. Vikas Rachmana Lashar Kanahu. And if it only would have said Lashar Kanahu, to Lokayavi Bailim Dami, I would have said that the Bailim doesn't give any money for the field, and that's why it doesn't go back to the Rishus. Aval Hacha, but over here, in the case of the first Brisa, to Kiyavi Dami, where the Bailim give money to Hegdish for that Karka, Tekum Biadayu, that the field should stay with them and go back to the Rishus to be a Stei Achuza like it was originally. only. Kas rachmana, lo yigael. That's why the pasuk says lo yigael. So I need the pasuk to say in both circumstances that the bialim never gets it back as a stay achuza. Vikas rachmana lo yigael v'lo kas of od. If it would have said lo yigael, but not the word od, have amina lo tifro klal. Without the word od, I would have thought the original bialim cannot be pulled to the field at all. Can't have any relationship with the field. So kas rachmana od l'kamo shahisa in migalas that it can't go back to what it once was for him, meaning a stay achuza. Avol migalas shatei l'fanav k'stei mikna, but it can become a stay mikna for him. So now we're going to just go back to the issue we were discussing, the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. My havi Allah, we asked the shayla what the reason for Rabbi Eliezer is, who says that the kohanim cannot be yore to the sada until someone else is goel the field. So we rejected both Rabba's approach and Abaye's approach to explaining what Rabbi Eliezer is based on, right? Meaning the second possibility was that it was based on the Braisa, but that we said that Braisa works according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as well. So what in the world is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer based on that the Kohen does not get it until someone is goel the field? Without someone being goel the field, the Kohen gets nothing. So Amar Rava, a third attempt at explaining Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Krava, Haya Hasada B'tseisu B'Yovel. The Pasuk says that the field will go out at Yovel, it will be Kodesh Lachshem, and it will be the Kohen Tia Chuzaso. So we darshan B'tseisu Miyad Acher, that only when the field goes out from someone else who was poda it, only then does it go to Kohanim, but not if the field just remains in the hands of Hegdish, where no one was poded. But say so sounds like the pasuk is relating to the yitzia that all fields have that are yotzi biyovel from the guy who bought it. So the pasuk is telling us that it's the chuza that the bailum was makdish and someone else bought from Hegdish leaves the person who was kona it, just like all other fields go out at yovel from the person who's kona it. But over here, instead of going back to the original owner, it goes to the Kohanim. But it does not sound like the Pasuk is talking about a case where the Sada is still in the possession of Hegdish, and that it goes to Kohanim in that circumstance. So it's from that Pasuk that Rabbi Eliezer drives that it does not go to Kohanim in that circumstance. It only goes to Kohanim if it was purchased by somebody, if somebody was goel it. So now the Gemara raises a suffix within the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. But actually, before we get to that, there is this interesting idea that we kept quoting this drasha of Ode. What's the drasha of Ode? That when we say that something is not going to be a certain way, the drasha was that it's not going to be the way it was. It's not going to be the kamosha haisa, but it's going to be. It just won't be. It's going to still have a relationship with it. The relationship just won't be like a stay achuzah relationship. It will become a stay mikna relationship. So this comes up, there's a Tshuvas Marsham where he discusses a case where Reuven took a shavua that he's not going to see Pnei Shimon Ode. He's never going to look at Shimon again. And then Shimon died, and Reuven belongs to the Chevra Kadisha. So he wanted to know, can he do the Tahara for Shimon? So he quotes a Shalos Tshuva, Shari Tshuva, where a Gaon was asked, someone who swore not to go to his brother and he got sick or he died, if he's allowed to go to bury him. So he answered that as long as his brother's alive, he absolutely cannot go, even to visit him. But if he dies, then that's not called Nichnas Etzlo, and that's going to be Mutter. So the Marsham says, that's not necessarily a raya to our case, because over there the Shvur was not to be Nichnas Etzel, his brother. The Kavana was to go into his house. Once he dies, he's allowed to go into that house, because it's no longer his house, meaning person dies, it goes automatically be Yerusha. Someone who's no, the Gemara Nedarim tells us, someone who's no debekonam, not to enter Beiso Shel Ploni, and then Ploni dies, or he sells the house, he is allowed to enter the house, because it's no longer Beiso Shel Ploni. But over here, it's about Yerepanov Shel Ploni, about seeing this guy's face again, and it might still be this guy's face. So the Marsham ultimately says he thinks it's Mutter. Why? Because it says, Lo Yira Od es panav. That's what he said, that he's not going to see the guy's face od. So that lashon sounds like he's not going to see it in its current in the way it is now. Very similar to what it says in our sugya, that if you're makdish shestei achuzah and you were not goel it yourself, someone else was goel it, it's loti goel Ode. What does it mean, Lotigal Ode? It can't be what it is now to you. It can't become a Stei Achuza, but it can be a Stei Mikna. So here it's that I'm not going to see this guy's face Ode, meaning I'm not going to see his face as is, as a living person. But after he is deceased, then you are allowed to see his face. There is an interesting comment that Tartzmima writes in his Sefer Makor Baruch, a very similar idea, not based on the Sugya, but really based on Apostle Gin Chumash. Tarat Mima writes that when he left the yeshiva, when he left Valazhin and he went into business, so every chance he got, he would try to pass by Valazhin to visit his uncle. And one time, as he was passing through, and he went to visit his uncle in his house, the Netziv, and there were a whole bunch of Gedolei Harabanim there in the Netziv's house, and they were arguing about a particular halachic issue that came up, that there was a guy that took a neder, that he's not going to look at this other fellow ever again, and the other fellow died, and he wanted to know, can he go to the Kvura, can he go to the Tara, you know, the same Shaila that the Marsham is dealing with. And the Torah Tmima writes that he simply took out a Chumash, said it's this week's Parsha, it was Parsha's Peshalach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael that the way you see Mitzrayim today, you are not going to see them anymore. And yet, when Klal Yisrael wasn't sure what happened to the Mitzrayim after Kriyas Yamsuf, their bodies washed ashore. So apparently they did see the Mitzrayim again. Elamai, what do you see? That seeing them when they're deceased is not called seeing them again. So he said, it's a Beferush Apostle in Chumash. And he said, the Netziv was so thrilled with his interpretation that the Netziv said, even though you're in business now, whenever you come up with a Shtikl Torah, whenever you come up with an original Torah idea like that one, you have to write it down, and one day you'll have a wonderful Sefer. And he says, so I did, and now I have the Sefer Tosefes Bracha on Chumash. That was the Torah Tmima Sefer on Chumash. This comes up in a number of other contexts as well, this idea of Ode. The Rambam writes in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Melachim that you're allowed to live wherever you want in this world except for Eretz Mitzrayim. In fact, that Rambam, such an interestingly formulated Rambam, instead of saying you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim, it says you're allowed to live wherever you want in this world except for Eretz Mitzrayim. Some use that as a raya that the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh, which is a bit of a difficult raya, but it is a strange formulation of the Rambam. But anyway, that's what they try to suggest. But he does say that you're definitely not allowed to live in Eretz Mitzrayim. Minayam Agadol Adamarav, 400 parsa by 400 parsa, Keneged Eretz Kush, Keneged Amidbar. You're not allowed to live there. And there are three places where the Torah tells us not to go back to Mitzrayim. Lo Sosif Lashuv B'Derech Hazeh Od. Lo Sosif Od Lerosa. Lo Sosif Lerosam Od Ad Olam, and Alexandria is included in the Isser, even though we know in the Gemara at the end of Sukkah there are lots of Jews in Alexandria. The Beis HaKnesses in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim was humongous. They couldn't even hear the Chazan. They had to wave flags so people could know when to answer Amen. So Yireim writes that he's seen a lot of really good people go to Mitzrayim, and it's very difficult. The Torah says Beferish you're not allowed to. So he says it could be that the Isser is only to return from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, but to go from other Aratzos, maybe you're allowed to go to Mitzrayim, because the Pasuk says, Baderech Hazeh, that you're not allowed to go on this path toward Mitzrayim. The Aderes says that you're allowed to go for Prakmatia. It's not because the Pasuk says Lo Sashuvu, which sounds like where it sounds like it's only the Yeshiva, but not the Prakmatia, because Shiva is Lo Sashuvu does not mean Yeshiva. It means Shiva. It means returning. No, he says it's totally in the Machlokas in Masech Sanhedrin between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva and Perek Chelek, whether a person is allowed to make a Nirani Dachas into Ginos and Pardesim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says when it says Lo Sivana Ode, there's an Isra to even make it Ginos and Pardesim. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says that the word Ode means Likimos Shahaisa, but you're allowed to make it into Ginos and Pardesim. So the Yerushalmi holds like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore Dashin's all these psukim about going back to Mitzrayim, Ode, Lo Sosif Lo Shabadar Chazeh, Ode, Lo Sosif Ode, Lo Sosif Lo Sosif Lo Sosif Ode, avod adolam, that it's only us to go back in the same way that we used to have a relationship with Mitzrayim, which is to live there. But to go back for pragmatia, which is a totally different relationship with Mitzrayim, that we're allowed to do. So you see again, that concept, that the word od just means you can't go back to the previous relationship that you had with it, but you can have an entirely different relationship with it. So we have the example of od as far as it comes to seeing a person who you took another not to see after the person is deceased, where you're not seeing him in the same way. We have it as far as returning to Mitzrayim. And then there's a third circumstance where the word Od plays a critical role. The Rashbates writes in Zohar HaRakia, in the Asharos, in Simen Pehe, that we should not count among the mitzvos what the Torah, whatever it says in the Torah before Matan Torah, that was not repeated at Sinai. And therefore, even though the Gemara in Brachos Safir Gimel says that anyone who's Korei Avraham Avram is over Ba'at, say, if you call Avram Avinu Avram without the hey, it's a violation of an assay, because the pasuk says Vahayashimcha Avraham, because it was talking with Avram. So it's so that certainly was not said at Har Sinai, unlike the mitzvah of Puravu, where even though it was said to Bnei Noach and it was not repeated at Sinai to Klal Yisrael, it was meant for Klal Yisrael and not for Bnei Noach, because the pasuk of Lo Yikari Oda Shimcha Avraham is that he was talking with Avraham himself, Shimcha, your name. So you see that the mitzvahs say not to call Avram Avram, it's just not among the minyan mitzvahs, because it was given prior to Matan Torah, but there is such a mitzvah say, and that's why the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, when he goes through the list of all the things that the Shulchan Aruch forgot, all these halachos that are halachos, but the Shulchan Aruch forgot, says that someone who's Korei Avraham Avram is over Nasei and Alav. And the Prima Gadim, the Rosh Yosef, isn't sure. Is that a Lav Gamor, or is it only an Asmachta? The Tzlach quotes in the name of the Be'er Sheva that from the fact that the Pesukim leave, the Poskim don't mention this din, and from the fact that it's not mentioned, it's not listed in the Minyan Mitzvos, it must be that it's only an Asmachta. But the Tzlach says that's very Dachuk, and it doesn't explain why the Poskim leave out this din, because this din is... even if it's only Masmachta, the Rush and the Rif do quote it. So he says he gives another explanation of why they leave out this din, and he says it's not really la halacha. But anyway, what does this have to do with us? In the Mishkanos Yisrael, he says that the reason that the poskim leave out this din is because it's tali in the machlokas Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, the same machlokas. Every time the Torah uses the word Ode, doesn't mean the way it was before. Over here it says V'lo Yikarei Od es Shimcha Avram. So it doesn't say Lo Yikarei es Shimcha Lo Yikarei Shimcha Avram, and that's why according to Rabbi Akiva it means that he shouldn't have the name Avram like he once had, that he's going to be called the name Avram. Rather, Avraham Yeh Shemecha, meaning that will now be your primary name, but you're also still allowed to be called Avram since it's no longer going to be your primary name. Od means it can't be what it was before. Avram used to be the primary name. Now Avraham is the primary name, and you're still allowed to use Avram, but as a secondary name. So that's why those who say that it's also to call Avraham Avram hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that we don't have such a mashmos of the word Od, but the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that Od means the way it once was, because Stama de Gemara in our sugya goes like Rabbi Akiva, and the lashon of Lo Yigael Od by being mocher a field means that it's not going to be a stay achuza for you anymore, but it's going to be a stay mitna. So those are three examples of where we can apply this kind of drasha with the word od. So again, let's pick up back in the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis Ibayiluhu. They raise the following shaila. According to Rabbi Lazar, who says that if a person is not goel afield prior to the first yovel, then it doesn't go to the kohanim, it stays in hegdash shus. Bailim bi yovel sheni kacher damu alo. During that second yovel, is the bailim now considered like anyone else who's goel afield, where by the following yovel it's going to go to the kohanim, or is the bailim still the bailim, where he still gets to have it as a stei achuza if he's the first one to be goel, even though it's 120 years later, even though it's after yovel has already passed? So tashema. So says Gemara, we're going to bring a raya from the brisa that we said before to be poshet the suffik. The pasuk says, "Vim lo yigael asadim achrasad lishacher." It says, "Lo yigael it says lo yigaylo, so yachal lo tei negelas shetei lefanav kistei mikna. I may think it can't be negelas, that it should be considered like a stei mikna. Tamalomar o lekamosha haisa in the negelas avol negelas shetei lefanav kistei mikna, that it can't be what it was, but it can be a stei mikna. Emas, when is this price we're talking about? Ilema biyovel rishon, if it's talking within that first yovel, amai in negelas achuzanami havya. Why can't it go back to being a stei achuza? It should be able to be a stei achuza. El pshita bi yovel sheni. He must be talking about in the second yovel. Uleman, and like we said before, according to which shita, either Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, if we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah on Chafeim and Beis, so they hold that it's already by yovel rishon. It's the Kohanim nafka. It already went to the Kohanim. Elulav l'Rabbi Eliezer. It must be that we're assuming within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Shema mina b'ilum biyovel sheni ka'acher damu. And you see from there that according to Rabbi Eliezer shita, during that second yovel, the b'ilum is considered like an outsider, and they cannot get it back as a stei achuza. Says what if it is ra? You think that the b'ris is only going within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon hay od my darshi be. What do you think Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon are going to do with the word od? Elahach b'mayaskinan besada sheyotza lekohanim. No, we're talking about a field that was given, that went to Kohanim at Yovel. Vigdisha Kohen, the Kohen was then Makdishit, Vasu Bailim Lemifrika, now the original Bailim wants to be pulled to the field. That's the case. Salkadait Khamina, Lo Tifruk Shate Kiste Mikna, Tamalomar, oh the Kmoshoisa in Negelas, Am Negelas, Shate Lefanov Kiste Mikna. So that's where I might have thought that you can't be put the original Bailim cannot be pulled to the field at all. So that's why the Pasuk tells me, Ode, that he can't be pulled to the field as Stei Achuza, but he can as a Stei Mikna. But that's after it already went to Kohanim, and then the Kohen was Makdishit. So we have a Braisa that seems to imply this way, because the Pasuk says, by Stei Mikna, Yoshev HaSadel Asher Kanou Me'ito. So Yochel Yachzel Gizbar Shalakacha Himenu. I might think that it should go back to the Gizbar that you bought it from, Tamalomar Lasher Lo Achuzah Sa'aretz. That it goes back to the original Bailim who sold it to the Makdish. So you might, so Lechora could have just said, Lasher Lo Achuzas Haaretz, Matam Lomar Lasher Kanahu. What are we adding when we say that phrase Lasher Kanahu? Soda she yatzal kohanim chora kohen v'iktisha lokech. It's some of a soda that went out at Yovel to Kohanim, and then the Kohen sold it. And then the lokeach was makdashit uga'ola acher, and someone else was goal it. So Yachal talks to the Bailim Rishonim. You might think it goes back to the original Bailim. Tamalomar Lasher Kanahu. That's why the Pasuk says Lasher Kanahu. That it goes to the Kohen. That it goes to the Kohen who the Lokeach bought the Sada from. Since when the Kohen Zocha in the Yovel becomes like a Stei Achuza, that even if he sold it to someone else, it goes back to him at Yovel. So the Gemara explains, why do I need two brises to darshin this din from two different psukim? So again, we had this whole discussion already. V'yisrach l'mechtav lo yigael, v'yisrach l'mechtav l'ashar kanahu. Why do I need both psukim? D'yikos rachmana lo yigael. If it would have said lo yigael to lo kahadro klal, it doesn't go back at Yovel at all. It remains in the Rishos of Hegdish. But in the case of the second brisa where the Kohen sold it to somebody else, and it was the Lokeach that was Makdish the Sada, there's room to say that it goes back to the original Bailim. So kos rachmana l'ashar kanahu. V'yikos rachmana l'ashar kanahu to dummy. And if it only would have said Shar Kanahu that it says by Stei Mikna, meaning a Kohen sold the field to a Lokeach, the Lokeach was Makdishit, so the Sada goes back to the Kohen at Yovel, I would have said, yeah, the reason it doesn't go back to the original Bailim is because the original Bailim never paid for it. Aval Hacha, but in the case where the Kohen was Makdish the field and the Bailim was pulled it from Hegdish, do you have Bailim dummy where the Bailim paid for it? So to take him biadayu, I might have thought that he gets it back as a Stei Achuza. So Kos Rachmana Lo Yigael, to tell me that even where the Bailim paid money for it, it doesn't go back like a Stei Achuza. V'Kos Rachmana Lo Yigael V'Lo Kos of Od Hav Min Lo Tifur Klal. If it just would have said Lo Yigael and not Od, I would think the Bailim has no opportunity to be pulled whatsoever. He could have no relationship with the field. Kos Rachmana Od L'Kamosh HaYisayin Negelas Avon Negelas Shetelefanav Kistei Mikna. That's why the word Od is used to tell me that it can't be what it was,
but it can be a stay mikna. So my havila, you know, we had this suffix that we said before. According to Rabbi Lezer, that the sada is not given to Kohanim at Yovel unless someone was goaled already. So can the bailim still be poda after the first Yovel? So what do we say? What's the answer? We thought we had a raya from a brisa because the brisa had to be going within Shitas Rabbi Lezer, but then we saw the brisa does not have to be going within Shitas Rabbi Lezer. So what do we actually hold? So Tashma says, Gemara, let's bring a raya from a brisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer Ga'ola Bailim B'Yovel Sheni, that if the bailim is goaled in the second, before the second Yovel, Yotz the Kohanim B'Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim at Yovel. So you see B'Feirish that the din of the bailim after the first Yovel is not the din of an original owner of a Steachuza. It's like an Adam Acher. It's like another person. Because, so it's considered like a Steh Mikne. Similarly, Ravina the Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Ha'anan lo t'nan hachi. We didn't learn that way in our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ein akronim nechas l'tocha, ad she'igalena acher. From the word acher, it sounds like if the Bailim themselves are goalit, even if they do it way, way later on, after the first Yovel, the Kohanim do not get to keep it. It's only when an acher is goalit that the Kohanim actually get to keep it. So Malay, Bailim b'Yovel Sheni, ka'acher danu. The Bailim are an acher. I mean, Yovel Sheni, the Bailim, once you pass that first Yovel, the Bailim become an acher. Yikida Amri, so some are poshet the suffix of the Gemara as follows: that Rabbi Lezer Omer Ga'ala B'Yovel Sheni Ein Yotzel LeKohanim BeYovel. That if the Bailim is goaled at Yovel Sheni, then the Kohanim do not get it at Yovel. So you see in the Brisa that if the Bailim is goaled the field even after the first Yovel is over, it goes back to being a Steachuza, and it does not go back to the Kohanim at Yovel. The original Bailim gets it as a Steachuza. So long as the Kohanim never took possession of it, the Bailim still has a chance to buy it back as a Steachuza. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi Afananami Tanina. Our Mishnah seems that way. Rabbi Lezer Omer Ein Kohanim Nechas L'Tocha Ad She'igalena Acher, that the Kohanim only get it if someone else was goalit, but not if the original Bailim was goalit, regardless of when the original Bailim is goalit. So Kamash Malan. Now, the Mishnah is not necessarily the greatest raya to that, because the Mishnah might have just assumed that the Bailim has a din of an Acher. So that's why we need to be told that, in fact, the Bailim does not have a din of an Acher. The Bailim still retains the din of a Bailim in that second Yovel. And if he is goal the field in that second Yovel, it will in fact belong to him as a Steachuza, so long as no one else has taken possession of it. Okay, we're a little short of finishing the parak, but we will stop there at the Mishnah and Be'ezras Hashem. Well, tomorrow Shabbos, but Be'ezras Hashem will pick up Sunday from, a daf from here.